A lot of businesses in Seattle's University District have left lately or plan to leave soon. Hardwick's Hardware, the Weaving Works Yarn Supply, and the original Pagliacci Pizza Store are among the recent victims. One commercial realtor told us some U District land recently tripled in value, yet some older businesses just keep hanging on. KUOW's Joshua McNichols asked them how they did it.
I spoke to three iconic businesses on the Ave. Each has been there for decades, and each had a different survival strategy. First up, the Grand Illusion at 50th Street. It's a tiny independent theater tacked onto a house. It shows everything from digital art house films to classic movies on 35mm film. It opened in 1970.
And then you come back here.
Sarah Kleehammer does everything from balance the books to make the popcorn. And she runs the projector, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like waking up a beast, in a sense, you know? And then you have to turn on the fans. I'm going to thread the reel through.
She puts in an old cartoon.
You have to feel the sprockets, and then this one's the sound.
Poor chap. He had his chance. Now he must take the consequences.
You know, a lot of times, like, there will be only a handful of people that come to the show, you know? And so it's still quite quaint. Like, we don't fill up. Sometimes you get to 68 people, but, you know, most of the time there's 5 or 10.
I had the feeling that no one would care whether there was one less mouse in the world or not.
So how does the Grand Illusion stay in business?
If you had to pay anybody to be here, it wouldn't work out. You know, like, we would have closed our doors long ago.
Everybody at the Grand Illusion is a volunteer. Plus, their landlord hasn't caught the development bug. So what do you do if your landlord does get big ideas about development? Get ready to negotiate. That brings us to our next stop, Big Time Brewery. It's almost 30 years old and claims to be Seattle's original brew pub. Owner Rick McLaughlin pours a glass of Coal Creek Porter, which Big Time has brewed since day one.
It's a beautiful, dark, kind of chocolatey, roasted malt porter that really helps set the trend for dark beer throughout the city of Seattle.
McLaughlin just finished negotiating a new lease with the property owner. He says at first, the landlord wanted to include what's called a demolition clause in his lease, which would let the landlord break the lease early if they wanted to knock down the building and put in something taller. McLaughlin managed to negotiate it away.
You need to be ready to walk, and you need to do some research and potentially have another site located as you're coming into those negotiations.
But as part of the deal, McLaughlin would have to pay higher rent. To do that, he'd have to make more money. So he invested in more kitchen equipment so he could expand his limited menu and sell flame-broiled burgers. He just bought a new grill.
And you can kind of hear it sizzle.
Will customers bite? Either way, he's on the hook for rent until the end of his 10-year lease. Just up the street, Alfred Shiga has a lot more freedom to operate Shiga Imports. It's packed to the ceiling with tea sets and futons and Hello Kitty paraphernalia. It survived because Alfred Shiga's father bought the building decades ago.
That seems like a huge part of the formula for success.
It is. We've always been fiscally conservative, and so having that thrift and being able to purchase the building in the past was an important part of our success.
Credit also goes to the family matriarch, Toshimo Shiga, who worked behind the register for 50 years.
Every single day.
Shiga Imports doesn't have to worry about demolition clauses or someone selling the land out from under them. But Toshimo is skeptical that her grandchildren will want to take over the family business.
I don't think they like to work here, gift store. They got a better place to go work. Computer, big place. I mean, you know, Microsoft or Amazon or who cares? I mean, not working the gift store.
So there you have it. Three businesses that have survived due to a combination of low staff costs, tough negotiations, and good timing. Other businesses with these same characteristics have failed, so it's no guarantee. But it's nice to know that sometimes things work out, at least for a while. In the University District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.